What are healing words? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. What are healing words? Well, we all think that we know healing words, especially if we've been training ourselves at the University of Healing as a practitioner and learning how to do the right thing and say the right thing at the right time. And we think that we are pretty good at that. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case, because we are still looking at things from a human point of view. And when you look at things from a human point of view, you see things that need to be changed to bring about the result. You better change your attitude. You better change your thinking. You better change your stinking thinking, you know, and get yourself in shape. And it's your, something's going on in your mind, something's going on in your heart, something's going on in your life, and you don't like something about yourself. And, hey, that's all too true. But that's not what we say. That's not what we as a practitioner say to others, and that's not as what a practitioner we say to ourselves. Now, I'm going to kill this illustration by overuse, but it's such a good one. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Now, can you make it happen? No, you can't. Can you make it not happen? No, you can't. You can pretend that it not happened, and you can say 2 times 2 is 5, and then you can say that is what it is, and that's not what it is, and then you live on that premise, and so all your finances are a mess, you know, because you are not using the mathematical principle correctly. Now, we have a principle that says thoughts are things. Every thought we think is a thing. And a thought I say of myself, I like me, that's a thing. I don't like me, that's a thing. Oh, I had a terrible dream last night. I dreamt about some terrible things happened. Stop it! It was bad enough you dreamed about it, but then to carry it on in a day, too. No way, let it go. Now, you go back mentally right now, and you relive that dream. And you see that dream all in harmony, all in peace. And you see everybody doing everything beautiful and good. Now, it's not a matter that you're reliving that dream. It's a matter that you're reliving your attitude about it. You missed it. When you first saw that dream last night, you saw all of the unhappy things. You didn't see all the happy things that were in there. You didn't see that when they put the iodine on the sore that it hurt. Ow! You just sort of saw the hurt. I had a dream last night. These people were doing amazing things. And this one man, he took off his pants. A real handsome, real fine-looking young man, just fabulously. He took off his pants, and there's nothing there. He had nothing in his pants. He had no legs, no body. And I thought, my goodness, if he takes off his shirt, he'll have no chest, no arms, and just a head and hands sticking out there. And well, what is all this, you know? And I thought, what a crazy thing. And at first, you know, I thought it was something terrible that happened, you know. The guy lost his bottom, you know, he lost his belly down, he's gone, you know, and how terrible. And then there was a lady, there was a little hole in a big pond that was overlooking an area where there's a lot of people playing and children playing and stuff like that. And there's a big pond, it's a very lovely pond, but it's with a little dike or dam or thing. And a hole got in it. A hole as big as a basketball, you know. And so one little boy went up there and he threw a stone down. But the stone was just too small and went through the hole too. And so a woman who was there, a very beautiful woman, very fantastic woman in every way, she says, I got to stop that water from going down and hurting those children. And so she was going to put herself into the dam and cover up the hole with her body. Uh-huh. And the water was cold, too. Not that that made any difference. And I said to her, no, you don't have to do that. And so then I stomped my foot and the water compressed, the dirt compressed down into the hole and filled it up, and so the leak was gone. But you see, all of these silly things go through our mind. All these silly things. Now what's the meaning for them? Now, the meaning for them is, though we don't understand what's going on in life, though we don't understand what happened to that guy's bottom of his body, you know, it was just invisible. And yet his upper part was walking around up in the air with no bottom part walking around holding it up. Kind of an unusual thing, you might say. And but you see, the word invisible didn't come to me. The word not there. It was gone. It's missing. That came to me. And it was only an afterthought that the word invisible came. And then I thought, of course, he's invisible. And he can be all invisible or part invisible or whatever. And that's true for all of us. Now, you see, we right away want to start monkeying around with principle. We want to say that these things happen and those things don't happen, and something bad happened because his bottom disappeared. You know, how strange! You know, you see a person take off his pants, and you think you're going to have a bottom part of him. You know, and no way. And the lady was going to put herself down and be a thing in the dam to keep the hole from getting bigger. And you know, how interesting. Now, what's my attitude about these things? My attitude was, hey, at the time, oh, that's a shame. No, you don't have to do that. We'll take care of it. It's no problem. Yeah. And now, as I look at it, I think to myself, I created those things as little testings for me to see how I would respond, to see whether I was touched by the humanness, touched by the experiences or not. And you, too, are each creating experiences that you're touched by. You look at it and you think the car is going to crash into the tree because it's heading right straight for that tree. And then you close your eyes and say, ah! And you get a crash or not. And or you stand there and you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And your perspective didn't show you that the car was going to drive right by the tree. Close, but not hitting it. You see, those are things that we do to ourselves. And when you like yourself, you're going to create harmonious circumstances. You're going to create the car going by the tree instead of crashing into it. You're going to create all of the people in the world being beautiful and lovely and fantastic. And all the children in the world being magnificent geniuses, just like the adults are. And you're going to create everybody as a genius, starting with yourself. But you see, when you like yourself, when you have a good attitude about yourself, when you know how to do your treatment. A practitioner doesn't try to make something happen. A practitioner doesn't try to change something, doesn't try to clean out the pot. The practitioner sees the pot clean. The practitioner sees the boy whole and perfect. Our handyman came in today and said he wasn't feeling too good. And so we said to him, perhaps you have some things in your consciousness you need to get rid of. And no, we don't talk like that. But that's a loving way that we talked. You know, it's a loving attitude that we have. All of us felt that same thing. We knew certain things about his experiences that might have made him feel unhappy. So, and we each dwelt upon it for an instant and empowered it. Now, what we want to do with our handyman or anybody else that comes into our world as a practitioner, because every one of us listening or here are a practitioner. When anyone comes in with any circumstance, we say, well, let's put that in divine right order now and see it done. Let's know that whatever is necessary to make it so, it is done. Whatever is for your highest good is so. I want $1 million. Well, whatever is for your highest good is so. So, you get your $1 million. Meanwhile, the price has gone up, and the $1 million doesn't buy it. Now, what do you want? You want the $1 million, or you want that item that you're interested in? I'd like a new house. I'd like this. I'd like that. You see, we have to be so careful. Do you want the golden egg, or do you want the goose that lays the golden eggs? You know? Do you want to have the infinite abundance to accomplish anything you want in life? Then you got to learn to think beyond the appearances.
You gotta learn to think beyond the illusions. Because if you think of the illusions only, then the illusions are where our life is going to be. And unfortunately, that's what we do. That's what we do. We're thinking about the immediate appearances of things and how it is. And my goodness sakes, I went to Disneyland years ago and I saw the Monsanto house. Monsanto is a chemical company, and the house was all made out of plastics. Beautiful house. Oh, it was a gorgeous, terrible house, but beautiful. The bathroom had heated pipes in it for your towels and so forth, you know, so they could always be dry and comfy and cozy. And there was a seat in the shower, and the water came at you from every which direction that you wanted it. And the toilet was molded into the wall, into the floor and so forth. And it was just glorious. And there was a wall, but no doors. And you go by this wall and you look in the bathroom and you don't see anything because the wall is there. But you walk around it and you go right into the bathroom. Really quite nice. And then, of course, there's ventilation systems and what have you. And windows, lovely windows, molded right into the wall. Just beautiful. And whenever the weather would come down, it would not stop on the house, because the house was in such a way that everything just, you know, ran off. And it was just glorious. And the house had a lovely entrance and back and front. And it was a big house, too, a three-bedroom house. Real nice, real pleasant. And I always admired it so. And yet, people have not built them. They're not expensive. They're pre-molded. They're getting there. They're getting there. They're having pre-made houses like the...
modular? The modular homes? Modular homes?
Modular home. They're like the modular home. And the modular home is a pre-made home, but it doesn't have the Monsanto feeling. But of course, perhaps everyone isn't for the Monsanto home, because that type of a home takes a very special modern type person. And most of us have been brought up in the old fashioned homes made of brick and stone and wood. And we're so used to having corners, and we're so used to having a surface that you have to wax and polish and stuff like this. The Monsanto home is eternally polished. You just wipe it down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you cannot hurt the surface. It's a surface that's untouchable, which is kind of nice. You can't scratch it or anything, you know. And the glass windows are like that, too. But you see, that is creativity. And if I say to you, would you like the perfect house? You don't know what the perfect house is because you haven't seen the Monsanto house. And so you say, well, I know what I think is perfect. And that's true. But as I'm pointing out with this illustration, realize that whatever we think is perfect or whatever we think is glorious and fantastic, we haven't begun to see the possibilities. We haven't begun to recognize what God can do, what the divine can do, what the imagination of the infinite can do. My son, when he was a teenager, preteen, in his early drafting days, he drew airplanes and parts of airplanes that today are being built by the airplane companies, who think that they're so smart that they have the latest thing. And he drew them way back then. And of course, he wasn't alone. There were other geniuses drawing them too. But he drew them way back then because he tuned in. He tuned into his genius. He was not limited by all of the things that say that this is the mechanical limitations and you got a problem, then you got to get rid of that problem first. No, you got to like yourself first, then the problems go away. Then you stop being the kind of person that has problems. And isn't that a nice idea? So let's all learn to say, I like me, and to really mean, I like me, and look for things that a person that you would like would enjoy, and then participate in those things. What sort of things would a person who liked himself enjoy? And then start participating in those sort of things for yourself. Because life is filled with all sorts of wonderful adventures, all sorts of great opportunities, all sorts of beautiful experiences just for you, if you're ready, willing, and able to enjoy it. I am. I'd love a Monsanto house home.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Fantastic. It would be a little scary at first because I can't move the furniture around in it. Grab it and shut up. I can't move the furniture around in it, but otherwise I would love it. So think about these things because they're fun. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.